Now, following this, we have invited our past winner. In 2016, Ihab Awad and Jeremy Cole presented the Air Bowl, and they won first prize. And we have invited them to come back and kind of give us an update on their concept. And I'll just give you a quick review of what that's about. Air Bowl concisely and accurately shows a pilot where the relative wind is coming from, so that angle of attack and yaw into the wind are immediately obvious at a glance. Using Air Bowl's custom wing-mounted hardware and compact in-cockpit display, pilots can maintain better control over their aircraft and avoid fatal loss of control accidents. Ihab and Jeremy hope this will inspire new training strategies so that pilots can better learn to fly the wing and improve the safety of general aviation. And let's welcome them on stage.
Good evening, everyone. So, of all of you here, how many of you know what I mean when I talk about the relative wind? Only a few. So, thank you very much. That's great. So, if you have read Stick and Rudder, the classic book, then you know that the relative wind is the wind that your airplane feels caused by its motion through the air. And controlling the relative wind is the only thing you can do to control your airplane. Your airplane moves because of how you angle it into the relative wind and how fast the relative wind is moving. The problem we realized is that a lot of people are driving their airplanes around like a Jetsons flying car. They don't actually pay attention to the fact that they're surfing the wind. And so bringing a very kinesthetic awareness of that is the job of our project. In our project, we imagine that the relative wind is this big blue arrow pointing straight at you. And we give you a display that shows you that arrow as though it were coming straight into your cockpit. And we want it to be live. We want it to be almost a virtual windsock. We want it to be something pilots rely on, and we want really good data. So we started with an Android smartphone and a Dynan AOA device in my friend's experimental airplane, and we quickly found out, as another of the contestants just said, the Dynan AOA is really flaky. It's not a good AOA reading with a full range. That's no slam on them. I mean, it's good for what it does. And second of all, the smartphone was slow, and it was not really good for displaying really good solid live data. So we decided to build a hardware solution, and we also decided to make it all open source. So this is out there in the open for manufacturers to try or use or whatever. And so the third thing that is really important about what we did is we made it so it can be mounted on any airplane like a GoPro camera. And that's very important because even though we're targeting experimental airplanes, most experimental airplane pilots fly in certified Cessna 172s to get their license. So this is a training device that's going to help after training to help people think about how they fly the airplane. And with me here is Jeremy, our amazingly talented designer, who's going to show you some of the things we've built and talk a little bit about the testing.
So as Ihab mentioned, in 2016, he won the Founders Award with an Android app and a lot of prototypes and ideas. And what I've been helping him with is to turn those into a reality. So we have a couple of parts here, and we can show these off later if you guys find us milling about afterwards. But this is a probe that can be attached to the wing. It's currently using just a standard RAM mount, so it can be attached to pretty much any airplane. And then a small display, which is unfortunately too small for you to really see back there, that is a high brightness, daylight readable display. And in combination, the two will show the air ball that Ihab has described. Oops, I can turn it all the way up too, so you can actually have a chance at seeing it. But the idea is that currently it's running off of just a standard USB battery pack. It can run off of the plane's power or a battery pack or potentially an internal battery. The design is entirely open source, and this is a completely custom enclosure. The probe design is completely custom, electronics-wise, and with 3D printed parts. And we are targeting a price range of being able to build it for around $500 for the whole thing. Currently, just as a one-off prototype, the display runs around $250 in parts, and the probe is around $300 in parts. In experimental aircraft, of course, Here you can see there are big antennas sticking out here. They're obviously communicating wirelessly. In experimental aircraft, they could be permanently installed so that they don't need a power source with batteries and so that they don't have a potentially flaky wireless link if you fly over a radar tower or something. We've been doing demonstration and data acquisition flights with them recently. For instance, we actually, with this display and this probe, flew here from Reno, Nevada. And it worked the whole way, actually, completely solid. Even IFR through a bunch of rain the other day, just to come in here. And I think that's it for what we have to show you for tonight.
We have a few questions for you we have here. What did you do with the money that you won since...
You're looking at it.
2016. Okay, very good.
So to put it more in general, developing a product like this actually requires burning a lot of money on non-working prototypes and parts that get lost in the trash because, you know, we burn through them. So that's really where the money went.
Okay.
So also a maybe more complete answer to that is the paper that we submitted for this year's Founders Innovation Prize is online and available, and it has actually a complete detailing of where all the money has gone.
So
you could actually go and read that and get a lot more detail, as well as the specific answer to that question by
dollar. So moving forward, what do you see as the biggest challenge?
Good question.
More prototypes?
There are many.
Yes.
Yes.
I would say probably the biggest challenge at this point is to get adoption. And we have had, we've had a flight instructor at our, the flight school that I fly at, using it on a regular basis with his students and not needing to be supervised in using it. But finding people who are willing to try something new and incorporate it into their flight training rather than put it off to the side. There have been some who get it, and for these people, it really lights up in their brain. Mm-hmm. But getting more people to buy into it, that's going to be the, we need to socialize that, and that's going to be the hard work.
Okay. And the last question is, for tonight's finalists, do you have any recommendations or any advice for them? Cool.
Build a lot of prototypes, make them easily repairable.
Okay.
That was one of the things that we've had to struggle with in the hardware side is just... realistically, when you build a probe like this, you're going to take it apart 5 or 10 times in the process of building one because something didn't work or you need to fix something or fix a solder joint or whatever. So you don't want to glue it together the first time you put it together. You want to be able to get it apart. And even now, the models that we're flying with, this one, rather than gluing the thing together, we've taped the seam so that we can remove that IFR-certified tape and get the probe back apart to fix something.
Yeah. Speed tape fixes everything.
I will add one more thing. We'll be in the audience afterwards. If you want a souvenir airball keychain, you can talk to us.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ihab and Jeremy, for your update.
Thank you very much.
We wish you all the best. And... find somebody to adopt your prize. Okay, I want to mention the honorable mentions that were not selected as finalists, but they were worthy enough to be mentioned this evening. This one was submitted by Warren Lacey and Christian Lacey, Nautopilot. This innovative concept is to make the airplanes themselves stall-proof instead of relying on pilots to prevent stalls. Nautopilot is not an autopilot, but an adaptive pitch control stop system, which also includes visual and voice coaching to help keep pilots in coordinated flight at the proper airspeed. It is a microprocessor-based pitch control stop, which prevents the airplane from flying slow enough to stall. But unlike a mechanical stop, it senses aircraft configuration and G-loadings, adjusting the control stop accordingly to provide protection during all phases of flight. In addition, Nautopilot provides an enhanced skid slip indicator with LEDs which light up and then flash to indicate ball deflection, a voice prompt which says right rudder or left rudder until the situation is corrected. There's also an LED pitch display and voice prompt which indicate that the pilot is flying either above or below a desired airspeed and provide the appropriate visual and verbal cues, either pull up or push down, until the situation is corrected. All of these features will not only prevent stalls, but coach better flying practices to make safer pilots. Now, the judges in their deliberation found the strengths about this concept, meaning it's potentially a simple and a continuous operating envelope protection system that keeps the pilot from performing inputs that lead to stall or stall spin situations. It also precludes flight beyond the control boundaries. The adaptive pitch control stop potentially addresses limitations of the AirCoop by changing the stop based on flight conditions and configuration. The concept includes yaw pitch access protection, which addresses the base to final stall spin issues from a skidding turn. It also uses voice commands to help the pilot correct inputs when reaching limiting states. As a concept, it claims low cost and broad applicability. Now, the deficiencies they found in this concept were that the implementation would be very challenging, as adapting control limits will require logic that is best managed by computer software in order to consider the dynamic versus static flight regimes, configuration changes, and density altitude effects. That way, the pilot is not overly limited, nor limited too late. There's very little testing of the concept to validate its feasibility, and the only testing was the yaw command display to date for indicator, and there was no testing of the adaptive pitch limiting logic. Finally, there were no proposals for the development of the test program for the objectives, nor an explanation of how the prize money would be used. So this was why they simply did not select them as one of the finalists.